All around the country today, the front pages of newspapers show a series of redacted documents. These blacked out documents are what journalists typically get back from Departmental of Freedom of Information requests during an investigative story. The campaign hashtag Your Right to Know has brought together news outlets all over Australia to protest at the draconian clamp on what we can report. Just like in Turkey, journalists can be jailed for reporting the truth. And I asked award-winning journalist and editor of The Guardian Australia, Lenore Taylor, exactly how was the government keeping the truth from us?
There's so many ways. It's been like a death by a thousand cuts, and I guess the raids against the ABC and the News Corp journalist in June were the kind of final straw that galvanised the media into action. But there are so many aspects of Australia's laws that make it difficult for journalists to do their job. There's the national security laws, which have increased penalties both for journalists and for whistleblowers and people who would want to give us information. There is, over time, the freedom of information regime has basically become unhelpful, almost inoperable. We get back large swathes of documents that are just all redacted.
And if I could say, for our listeners, redacting is what you can see today on the Sydney Morning Herald, the Daily Telegraph,
yes,
and other newspapers all around the
exactly
country. Big
exactly
black marks which give you nothing about what really
yes
is the story.
Yes. Yeah. So I've got documents back under FOI which say, "Dear so-and-so," and then the entire content of the letter is redacted and then it says, "Yours sincerely, so-and-so." I mean, I don't know if they do it for a laugh or what the point is, but someone in a department is making decisions which basically mean they just sort of take out their black marker and put it through anything meaningful in the document. And, you know, and they're time consuming and they're expensive. And I mean, the freedom of information regime has a set of rules and regulations that should work well, but they're being interpreted in a way which means that it's kind of useless. And one of the biggest things is our defamation laws in Australia. Now, there has to be defamation laws. I mean, people have to have a right to sort of, you know, take action if they've been defamed. But the way those laws work here makes Australia the defamation capital of the world. There are so many stories that we can't even think about printing, which would be very easily, you know, would very easily make it to press in the UK or the US, where the laws operate much more fairly, in my view.
And Lenore Taylor, you've been in many media organisations and are one of the most experienced journalists we have in this country. Do you find that if you look back, it's incrementally become so much harder to get a story done?
Yeah, it happens in all kinds of small ways as well. When I started in the press gallery, when you started a new beat, a new round, you could ring up the department and the public servants would give you a briefing. They wouldn't leak you things or tell you anything they shouldn't. They'd just give you background information on how the government programs in that area worked and what you needed to know. Now, public servants aren't allowed to speak to the media at all. My journalists now at The Guardian will submit written questions to a media office in a department who then send back information that usually does not have any resemblance to answering the questions. And it's been vetted by the minister's office in the meantime.
And following the raids that we've had with Annika Smethurst and the ABC, do you now feel a bit like when you're doing a story or when your team's doing a story, is it in the back of your mind that, well, I could be raided for this?
I guess it was always the case that we could be raided. What is in the back of my mind a lot is that I'm careful to use SecureDrop and our other secure methods of communication with sources. I think it's becoming harder for us to guarantee sources the privacy that we've always said that we could. And I think it's on us to make absolutely damn sure that we can protect sources' identities, and that is becoming much more difficult. And that was really, I think, what the raids were aimed at. They were aimed at sending a signal to anybody in the public service who was thinking about leaking to the media that, you know, look, the police can just, you know, march right into the ABC or march right into the journalist's lounge room and rifle through everything to try and find out the identity of sources. That was primarily what it was about.
Do journalists have any responsibility for any of this? I mean, are we a bit pesky questioning people that stop things getting done?
I don't know. I do think we should apply some sort of you know, self-reflection to all of this. I don't know that it's because we're pesky asking questions. I mean, peskily asking questions is our job.
Yes.
I think part of it is, I think what does play into it is the crisis in journalism's business model and the fact that newsrooms have been hollowed out over the last 10 or 20 years. So there are fewer journalists with less time to do proper deep digging journalism, and you know that does play into it. I also think we should be a bit self-reflective, and certainly some media organisations should be a bit self-reflective about whether they've always applied suitable scepticism to government claims about national security when legislation is being rushed through the parliament. I think sometimes, you know, some commentators have looked at that legislation in terms of the political game, but you know, I firmly believe in the role of the media as the fourth estate and the role of the media to hold politicians and corporations to account. And I think it's important that this joint action by the media companies in Australia signals to the government that really it's just gone too far.
Lenore Taylor, editor of The Guardian Australia, speaking with me there.